Hi, this is Jonathan, and you're listening to MoviePass Moment on Stuff You Don't Need to Know. Today, we're going to be talking about Phantom Thread, starring Daniel Day-Lewis, Leslie Manville, and Vicky Krieps. There will be some spoilers in this review, so if you haven't seen it, please turn it off, go watch it, and come back and enjoy. Phantom Thread is a piece set in 1950s in England. Daniel Day-Lewis plays a renowned designer named Reynolds Woodcock. He's very fastidious. He's very particular in his ways, but very successful in what he does. Leslie Manville plays his sister, Cyril, and Vicky Krieps plays his, she starts off as like a waitress, but turns into a girlfriend, lover, and muse for Daniel Day-Lewis's character, and her name is Alma. It's a really, really good film. It's directed and written by Paul Thomas Anderson. He wrote Boogie Nights, There Will Be Blood, and directed. Those are probably two of his main ones. It's a really good film. It's paced very well. It's obviously a drama. It's very story and character heavy. It's basically about their relationship. He seems to be the type of guy that when he's done with a woman in regards to a relationship, he just kind of lets them go. And you see that early on in the film. And he meets Alma in a restaurant and right on the spot asks her out. And they begin a love affair. But he's got some peculiar ways that, you know, he's used to living and that people are used to kind of giving him his way because he's such a genius at what he does. And Alma comes along and she kind of goes along with it at first, but then kind of rebels against his ways. It's, like I said, it's a really good film. You can't beat any film Daniel Day-Lewis is in. The guy's a ridiculously fantastic actor. He loses himself in all his roles. Rightfully so. I believe he was nominated for an Oscar this year, as well as Leslie Manville playing his sister. They have some really great moments together, him and Leslie Manville. Some really any comedy in the film comes basically from the two of them, and it's really well done. I mean, this is not a movie for someone that's looking for a lot of action or things happening. Like I said, it's very much a character study. You know, there are long shots of people driving, of people making breakfast, of, you know, he's a fashion designer, he's got women working for him, of them making clothes. It can tend to be, for certain people, maybe a little boring, but I thought it was really fascinating. I enjoyed watching all the scenes, seeing where it was going, and those scenes actually gave you kind of time to think about what you were watching, what was going on, trying to maybe delve deeper into the story. And I had a great time watching it. There was a lot of conversation afterwards with the person I went to see it with about what was going on. What we thought was happening, what we thought we saw in regards to how it ends, and just thought-provoking, just a really good thought-provoking movie, which if you listen to my past movie, past moments, you know, I really kind of watched the action and high drama movies, but this was really, really interesting, and I enjoyed it. This is not a movie you go to just because you have 2 hours to kill and you just kind of want to enjoy something for 2 hours and then forget about it. This is definitely something that you're going to walk out and talk about with someone. You know, something you want to see with someone else, and you'll want to talk about it afterwards and discuss it and just kind of go over deeper meanings behind what was going on. So, great movie. Give it 4 out of 5 stars. Daniel Day-Lewis, fantastic. Leslie Manville, fantastic. Vicky Krieps says Alma, a very good job also. So yes, Phantom Thread, go see it. I'm Jonathan, and I'll see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.